Moi, ma question par rapport à ça, je sais pas, c'est de savoir est-ce qu'ils nous proposent des alternatives et quelles sont ces alternatives, juste pour savoir si. Parce que je suppose que quand il y a un truc comme ça, ils pensent, ils disent bon, il y aura plus, on enlève tant de places de parking, voici l'alternative, est-ce qu'il y a quelque chose dans le sens?
Said before, Brad intervenes, just wanted to add what you said, which was looking at the overall way people come to work, that there's been a lot of changes if you look over the last few years in terms of cars, bikes, trams and buses and so forth, and people coming by foot. You see that the car park that used to be very full, that people used to wait 3 years to get a parking place on the ground, that's no longer the case. If you want a parking place on the ground, you get it more or less straight away. You can fairly easily find outside the ILO conference or WHO, you can find a parking place fairly easy whatever time you arrive. Furthermore, what we're seeing is a huge shift to bikes. The problem is there's not enough bike parking places now. Even in some during parts of winter, the bike racks can be full. So that's going to be a big challenge. Also, in terms of public transport, these new trams that are being built, plus the new railway. And we see that a lot of people who drive come from the 74 region, which means they have to get stuck in traffic jams to cross Geneva. But there's going to be a new railway at the end of December. So our friends from Haute-Savoie will be able to come by train. They predict that 50,000 people will switch from car to train, of which we presume part of that will be UN because there's a railway station at the bottom of the road here. So there's going to be also, we're seeing that there's been a huge rise in people coming by train from the Vaud region since they increased the frequency of the local trains there as well. So one thing that was also discussed is it necessary to start putting in place measures to ration parking spaces or to charge people or to put criteria for who should have parking spaces or not? Or is it better to wait and see what the impacts of better public transport will have on and whether that's going to take up the capacity? So we have Brad and we have Marco.